在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Kyrgyzstan is the only post-Soviet Central Asian country to have forced regime change. In 2005, a popular uprising ousted President Askar Akayev. Last week, President Kurmanbek Bakiyev was driven out in a bloody revolt that claimed the lives of more than 80 people. Interim leaders are proposing constitutional reforms to turn the country into a parliamentary republic to stop presidential abuse of power. The deputy head of the interim government, Almazbek Atambayev, says there is an unfortunate tendency in Asia, and particularly Kyrgyzstan, for presidents to proclaim themselves khans or tyrants.
Kyrgyzstan should be a parliamentary republic. The president should have minimal authority. We are considering various models, perhaps along the lines of the German constitution, perhaps the one in Turkey.
Independent political analyst Tamerlan Ibrahimov says parliamentary rule demands that Kyrgyz political parties learn the art of compromise.
In our country, there is not so much an absence as there is an insufficient understanding of what democracy really is. There is insufficient understanding that procedures, political culture, and the ability to negotiate and compromise are important.
Kyrgyz State University professor Murat Suyimbayev cautions that a parliamentary system could exacerbate political corruption.
It will increase tribalism. It will increase collective irresponsibility. Because when President Bakiyev abused power, it was clear who was responsible. But if Parliament and 100 lawmakers abuse power, it is not at all clear who will be personally responsible.
Analyst Tamerlan Ibrahimov says demands of the people for better economic conditions and clean government are slowly merging with the desire of politicians to win positions in a parliamentary republic.
Accordingly, all of these leaders are already thinking about parliamentary elections in the near future. So I doubt they will be thinking that they need a single leader, but rather they will be working to develop and strengthen their political parties to win those elections.
Professor Murat Suyimbayev says many politicians in most post-Soviet countries are former communists or factory directors concerned with manufacturing issues, not the well-being of people.
For them, the main thing was the economy, fulfilling production plans and the like. Politicians do not know and do not suspect there are values of culture and civilization, and they do not even want to know about them.
According to Suyimbayev, those values include free and fair elections, the rule of law, human rights, and a free press. He says he is not convinced that ordinary people in Kyrgyzstan fully appreciate such things either. But Suyimbayev says Kyrgyzstan has preserved a spirit of freedom from the time when its people were nomads. That spirit, he says, toppled a corrupt regime last week. Everyone mourns the loss of those who died in the process and seeks to avoid further loss of life. Most agree that the orderly transfer of power from one honest government to another can help avoid bloodshed. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Bishkek.